Welcome to Shom Achshav on Adav, Shir Sponsor, Lo Nishma Asar, Biyako Shom, Le'ab HaSitzchok. We're holding in Bo Basra, Dav Kuf, Ayin Dalet. The Gemara Amud Beis brings the story of Moshe Bar Atzrei, who was the Orev of the Ksuva of his daughter-in-law, and Rav Huna, his son, was a Tzuva Merabanon, and he was very poor. So Abaye suggested that they're going to give an Eitzel to Rav Huna to divorce his wife. Then his father, who's an Orev, who's a guarantor, will pay the ksuva. And then Rav Huna will remarry his wife and he will have money. So the Gemara asks, isn't that called a Rasha Arum, as we learned early in the Masechta? A wicked person who is successful in his wickedness by coming and giving an Eitza, which is against the will of the one who wants to give it? So he answers the Gemara, Bnoi Shani Vetsuva Merabonin Shani. Because it's his son, and because it's a Tamei Chachem, so therefore it's different, where you could come and try to trick the father to pay the ksuvo because of the reasons that it's a son and a Tamei Chachem. The Rama brings over here, and so Paskin, the Shulchan Aruch, and Eben Ezer, Siman Kuf Beis, that both conditions need to be met. He needs to be both his son and a Tamei Chachem in order to allow this trick. Loshon Shulchan Aruch is, Mi Yomahav Orev Lekalosoi, Be'ad Bnoi, והבן תמיכוכם והשעות חוקו לוי, is תמיכוכם and he's poor, ואין אב מעניין ומניחוסו, and the father is not supporting his son, מותר להשיאו עצה זו, you could give this עצה, which brought down here in the Gemara. The Bis Yosef, in your idea of Simon Reish Nun Aleph, regarding Hilchot Tzedakah, he brings, in the name of the Rashba, that when a father needs to support his children, so the young children, we know it's a Gemara that says that you have to support the young children. But even older children, if the father doesn't want to support them, they force the father to support his kids more than any other rich people in town. We know that those the Ikar Din, we learned early in the Masechta, you have to force people to give tzedakah. But if there's a rich person and he has a son who's poor, he doesn't have money, so you try to force the father to pay his son more than any other person in the city. And the raya that the Rashba brings is from our Gemara. So you see that Abaye tricked Moshe Bar Atzrei to support his son who was a Tamei Chacham and was poor. The Sefer Yofi Talmud, which was written by Rav Nissim Palachi, the son of Rav Chaim Palachi, the very big Sfaradi Poisek and Mechaber, he in the Sefer Yofi Talmud, which speaking about our Gemara, points out to this piece of Yosef, and he says, I don't understand. Why in our Gemara did Abaye have to go and trick Moshe Bar Atzrei to go and pay money to his son? If we hold him, Hilchot Tzedakah, you could go and force someone to do it. So why didn't he just go force him? At least Maaseyu B'Dvarim, force him to go and do it. And he stays with the question. But if you me'ayin the Shuta Rashba inside that we have today, Mistomer of Nissan Falaji did not have the Sefer. If you look inside, the Rashba himself brings this question. He says, why did the Abaye need to trick Moshe Bar Atzrei and just didn't force him to come and pay his son? And the Rashba answers this question as follows. He says, you can force a father to pay the son if he's paying the son directly. But to force the father to give money to the daughter-in-law because he's an Orev to a Ksuva, even though by that he is indirectly also benefiting Rav Huna, but because he's not supporting Rav Huna directly, so that's why you can't force him. And that's why you have to come to some kind of a trick to trick Moshe Bar Atzrei to pay the money. Eventually his son will gain from it, but you can't force him directly. And so, Iyun, what's pshat in this Rashba? What does it mean? If you are able to force a father to support his son and his daughter-in-law, so force him. If you can't force him, why do you trick him? But maybe what we're learning here from the Rashba is the following insight. There is a system of Beis Din, how Beis Din operates. And the Torah, Chazal, Pitur Shabal Peh, gave Beis Din different ways to implement Dinim when they have a certain type of cases. This case, they gave a power to Beis Din. In this case, they didn't give power to Beis Din. For example, when you have a father supporting a son, there is a koyach to Beis Din, koyach to the tzibur, to the rav, to come and force a person to support his son. But there's some things that this was not given as part of the authority of Beis Din, even though the intent is the same. So for example, in our case here, by Moshe Bar Atzrei, The intent is the same. Rav Huna is poor and he can't support his kids. So really, you're supporting Rav Huna, but it's not done directly. So if it's not done directly, it can be done on the surface by Beis Din, because Beis Din doesn't have the authority to do so, even though the result will be the same. So you could come and do all kinds of tzaddik, all kinds of tricks to bring to the result that we know Chazal want to get to, even though you can use the regular methods of Beis Din. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.